this is a national crisis. This isn't something that's just here in the DMV or in one state. This is a national crisis, and it's bad. I've met 12th graders on a second grade reading level. And I don't understand. And the one thing I really hate, I don't like to use that word, but I hate it. No Child Left Behind law. Mm-hmm. That, when I found out what that was and what was going on, mm-hmm. I was like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. So the kid can go to school and not do any work or be quiet or be a good student or do just enough, and you pass them off to the next grade. First of all, I was mad because I had to struggle. And I got in trouble for the things that I didn't know. But my thing was, I wasn't being taught in a way that it could relate to me. Sometimes, I'm not going to say all the time, because I had to apologize to a few educators that I know. But sometimes it didn't always relate to me. And my favorite subject is science and English. But math, you can miss me with that. And I have a friend that does tutoring for math. So if you need a tutor, hey, we got the resources for you. But math was not my subject. My mother was a math magician. I'm just going to tell you, she used to come to my trigonometry class and just get up on the board and just try to embarrass me. And Mr. Anderson, yes, because I hope he sees this when I post it on Facebook. Mr. Anderson gave her the permission to come to class. And I don't know if it was to embarrass me or what, but she came and she did the equations up on the board. And I was good enough to get the half credit for not working out all the steps. And I was fine with that because, you know what? I only had 4 credits to graduate. That was my 12th grade year. But we got through it. Mm-hmm. So today, my cousin and I will be starting a whole new segment of podcast as far as Rose Youth Radio. If you're not following us on TikTok, follow us on TikTok at Rose Youth Radio. All lowercase, plain and simple. Be doing daily lives, everything under the sun. Somebody must got some money coming in.
No, I told our cousin before that I was going to see,
You going to the concert?
No. Well, I mean, did I mention that? No. Our cousin and me.
Oh.
So I was trying to see if I talked to him driving here.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think so.
Yes. So going forward, we bicker a lot. Like, so I'm just going to warn you before we even get started, because the mics might get hot. You know, you might even think we might be heated with one another, but that's not the case. We bicker a lot, but we juggle ideas and we both do similar work. And he's also, you know, a grant writer for those who are out there in the market. You know,
hit me up.
This is the grant writer. So I'll let him introduce himself as Big Homie. And let's get your real name.
Oh, that was real funny to introduce myself as Big Homie. He did the introduction. So, but my name is Jeffrey Banks. If you write in a check, Jeffrey Banks. I'm poetically known as Big Homie. You can follow me on the socials at Big Homie Poetry, BIGHOMEY, not IE. Big Homie Poetry. I don't want to presume that you can spell poetry because a lot of people can't spell. POETRY. So with that Instagram, I think it's Big Homie just on TikTok. I'm trying to learn all this stuff. I might break down and get a Threads account. But I'm very Googleable. So I've worked with my cousin. I mean, I call him by initials, but, you know, Mr. Hodges, Mr. Eric Hodges. So
my name is Mr. PG.
Oh, Mr. PG. Okay, PG. Okay.
So, and that stands for providing greatness, by the way, for those that don't know.